USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Due to issues over China's lack of transparency, President Donald Trump said he's terminating the U.S. relationship with the World Health Organization officially, making good on his threat to withdraw from the U.N. health agency he's blamed for mishandling the coronavirus pandemic.
China has total control over the World Health Organization, despite only paying $40 million per year, compared to what the United States has been paying, $450 million a year. Because they have failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms, we will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
The president last month temporarily froze U.S. funding to the WHO, contending the organization botched the international response to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Protests continue over George Floyd's death in Atlanta, New York, Boston, Portland, Los Angeles, and in Minnesota, where it all started. Also, a 19-year-old man was killed in Detroit after shots were fired into a crowd of people. In Houston alone, police say they arrested more than 200. And a tense scene grew fiery as hundreds of people stormed the CNN building hours after reporter Omar Jimenez was arrested while on TV in Minneapolis. Despite more storms in the forecast, SpaceX has pressed ahead in its historic attempt to launch astronauts for NASA, the first by a private company. Forecasters are putting the odds of acceptable conditions at 40% for the 3:22 p.m. Eastern liftoff of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, the first launch from the U.S. with NASA astronauts in nearly a decade. Their destination is the International Space Station, a 19-hour flight. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Las Vegas is ready to reopen, and USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Hotel and casino owner Derek Stevens is giving away 1,000 one-way tickets for people to come and visit Las Vegas. The economic impact of the pandemic has left the gaming industry in shambles. To help bring tourists back, Stevens is making the offer through Allegiant, Frontier, Southwest, Spirit, and Sun Country Airlines. Some casinos are set to open on June 4th, and John Flynn, Vice President and Chief of Staff at MGM Resorts International, said is keeping everyone safe will be his top priority.
And of course, the health and safety of our guests and employees was our top priority before, and it will always be our top priority. We're in no hurry to fill this place up.
Flynn also telling ABC News,
you will see that we have put plexiglass in at each of our table games, especially with blackjack, and we've reduced the number of seats down from 6 to 3.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said he's not going to take down President Donald Trump's post about shooting alleged looters in Minneapolis, nor put a warning on them, as did Twitter, but he acknowledged he's been struggling all day with how to respond. Zuckerberg said, "I disagree strongly with how the president spoke about this, but I believe people should be able to see this for themselves, because ultimately accountability for those in positions of power can only happen when their speech is scrutinized and out in the open." Facebook said they've been in touch with the White House to explain the company's policies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.